We need to get ourselves onto Lake Farm Road now, so listen carefully. Walk down this path next to number 90 and follow the wooden fences. You might see some runner beans popping over the top of one, depending on what time of year it is. Once you come out onto open land, continue for a few more paces with the grass on your right. The path will split and we're going to turn right and follow it alongside the grass towards the bungalow. You'll soon come to something of a T-junction and will need to go left. That will lead you round to a little bridge that crosses over Rainworth Water with some steps on the other side that will bring you out onto Lake Farm Road. It may sound complicated, but you'll get there one way or another. And as we're walking, I thought we should hear from a young person who was at school not too many years ago, who is very involved in the life of the village. Come on.
I'm Daisy Daly. I'm Centre Coordinator at the Social Action Hub in Rainworth. We have set up a lot of services and projects to help and benefit those in the community and support them with issues such as food insecurity, isolation and loneliness, youth services, education and skills and much more. I originally was from Blidworth and then moved to Rainworth when I was maybe 9, and I do have a lot of memories going through the wards and building dens. We used to sort of roam around in groups, meet up with groups from Blidworth as well halfway. It was mainly knocking around. There isn't much to do in the village, especially as a younger person. Sometimes we would take a walk up to the McDonald's in Mansfield. So now there is a new one built halfway. Originally, a day out would be walking all the way into Mansfield with your friends, going to Primark, going to McDonald's and coming back and walking all the way back because too scared to get the bus. But yeah, it was fun roaming around actually, because there was a lot of the friends, my friends that lived at the opposite end of the village, thought we didn't know where roads connected in between. So as we were calling out for our other friends, I'd discover a whole new bit of Rainworth that I didn't know about before, because they would maybe live up near Joseph Whittaker, or maybe they would live up the top end near at the Jet Garage. So there was a lot of discovering and walking around, because there's a lot of different areas of housing around Rainworth. It's quite scattered. So I like the community, I do, because when things need to get done, we get them done. Definitely, I think that people come together when needs be. Like, we've been doing a lot of fundraisers recently for our charity, and a lot of the local pubs have been quite up for it in running monthly quiz nights, things like that. So when things need to be done, when money needs to be raised or things like that, then everyone comes together. I feel like Rainworth is one of those places here where it will just not really change in time. The only thing that is changing is more houses, more people. And other than that, I think the whole feel of the village will just stay the same forever, I think.
That just goes to show you that there's always the opportunity to go out exploring, to discover new pathways and routes. Right, you should be pretty close to Lake Farm Road, or may even be there already. So once you're standing on the pavement, then go to the next track.